Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
There are consequences to your actions. There are killers that are hidden amongst us in institutions, in places of power, in places where maybe they started out not being a killer, but they sure got there. And beyond being a killer, just individuals who ruined lives, imprisoned parents, had children ripped away from responsible parents who dearly love their children and were just trying to get them help. One of those fine people is Dr. Sally Smith, formerly. I shouldn't say formerly. She's actually still listed on the rolls at Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. She settled out of court in the Take Care of Maya case. But really, when you really get down to it, the decision she made, the lack of caring, the lack of oversight, the lack of her thinking she could possibly be wrong, that she finally kind of admitted to in a note to one of the victims in a totally different case where she screwed up her judgment and imprisoned a father for like 300 days, because who knew that one could have the power to do that? Yet, she was the voice to authority saying, here's what I think, after talking to these people for 10 minutes to 30. How about we base the rest of their child's life on my quick assessment here? Because I've done more than 3,000 of them, and I'm great at this, and it's always... But maybe I should look at... Maybe. Maybe you should be in jail, too, Dr. Sally Smith. Maybe that will happen. I don't know. But this is the 911 call, Sally. This is the consequence to your action, to not paying enough attention to that family, where in the end, you cause so much stress and anxiety for a family that the mother ends up taking her own life. Cause and effect. This is from courts. It is heartbreaking and 100% preventable. Had there been some oversights to Dr. Sally Smith and her choices and lack of good ones. Let's take a listen.
How was Beata doing?
She was struggling. She was researching a lot about the disease. Just struggling, trying to figure out how to get her baby home.
How was your brother doing?
Trying to hold the family together. In such an ugly situation, he tried to be the strong one and keep Kyle going and keep Beata on track, and just he was struggling.
January 8th, 2017. Does that date have any significance to you?
Yeah, it's my 50th birthday.
Can you describe how you woke up that morning?
Jack called me and said Beata just hung herself. And he needed to get over here right away.
Did you rush over?
Yes, immediately. I told my wife Beata hung herself. I'm going to Jack's, and I took off across the street.
And you went into the house?
Yes.
Did you go in through the front door or the garage?
Front door.
Where was Kyle?
Kyle was near the laundry room door, which is just to the right of the front door. And he was trying to get into the garage. Jack was yelling, Kyle, no, you can't go in there. He was trying to keep him back.
Can I stop you there?
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, we'd like to, at this point, publish 2615 and allow the jury the opportunity to listen.
Is it in evidence?
It is, Your Honor.
You may.
February 8, 2017, 7:57:38 a.m.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
She hung herself.
What's the address? What city are you in?
Venice. Closest road is Lee Road in Venice.
Is there a name to the neighborhood?
Kyle.
What's the phone number that you're calling from?
I'll give you my cell.
Tell me exactly what happened.
She hung herself in the garage. No.
Stay on the line. Are you with her now?
I'm in the garage.
How old is she?
42.
Is she awake? I just have to verify.
She's stiff. She's stiff. Oh, my God. No, Kyle, you can't go in there.
Okay, tell me why she looks like she's dead.
No, I'm a retired deputy fire chief. I know she is.
Do you think she's beyond any help?
Beyond, yes, rigor mortis. I'm sure she's really
okay.
Sick.
I'm sending someone to assist you. Please leave everything as you found it.
Is there anything we
can do for you?
Okay, just please get somebody here.
They're on their way.
I'm gonna bring my son to my neighbor, sir. Call my neighbor.
Okay. Can you tell me the address there one more time? Okay, they're on their way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
What'd you do with Kyle when you got there?
I grabbed Kyle, and I asked Jack if he could call the fire department. And just tell them I'm getting Kyle out of here. And I scooped up Kyle, and he's just a skinny little boy, and I grabbed him and took him home, and we sat in a chair in my living room for probably 6 or 8 hours crying.
Did you see Jack the rest of that day?
I'm sure I did when I brought Kyle back, or I don't recall, honestly.
Maya was still at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
Yes.
how long was it after that morning that Maya came home from the hospital?
Not long at all. I don't remember how many days, but it was pretty quick.
So emotionally, we can all guess how Maya was at that point.
Yeah.
How was she physically when she came home out of the hospital?
She was horrible, horrible. She had been getting so much better, and just to see her going from, you know, improving every day to coming home and her feet were all turned inward, her toes were pointing at each other. Again, just looking at her face, the amount of pain in that child, I think it was worse than I had ever seen at that point.
So, stepping back and comparing Maya physically to where she was in late September, early October of 2016 before she went in the hospital. In January 2017, when she comes out of the hospital, was she better or worse?
She was far worse coming out of the hospital.
What'd you do to support your brother in the next days and weeks?
I closed my shop down and I stayed with him. I think I closed my shop probably for a couple months. And I stayed with him every day and helped him with paperwork, cleaning the house, cooking meals, whatever it took, just anything, just to be there for him.
As the Kowalskis grappled with their new life, did you have the opportunity to observe Maya physically rehabilitate herself?
Yeah, and she lost her mother, so she was obviously emotionally in a different place. But from a physical standpoint, she's a lot like a mother. She was just very determined, and she was going to work hard, and she wanted out of that wheelchair, and she wanted to walk again. And she worked out constantly through the pain. I would see her on the floor in front of her wheelchair doing exercises with tears coming out of her eyes, but she would fight right through it. And then one day, after she had finally gotten up on crutches, one day I come over and she's loading up her book bag, not to go to school, but she's putting all kinds of books in her book bag, and she put it on her back just to walk down the street to her friend Riley's house on her crutches. And she wanted that extra weight on her back for exercise and the practice so she can go back to school. She's a tough kid. And I love you, Maya.
How about your nephew, Kyle? How'd he do in the 6 months, year after he lost his mother?
Very introverted. I mean, how does any kid do knowing that they're never going to see their mother again? He struggled. He was very quiet, stayed in his room, didn't interact much with anybody. And I think it was, you know, he was trying to grieve internally. And then he eventually, long term, getting to the point where he is now, he fishes. That's his outlet. He likes to fish. It's his place to get away, I think. Maya immersed herself in her school books when she got back to school, and Kyle immersed himself in fishing. But and Jack immersed himself in helping people again. I think he just, like I said, eventually turned to fishing to have his quiet time and to deal with this.
And my last question, your brother Jack, how has he changed since losing Beata?
He's changed the most, and he hides it the most. He's not as funny as he used to be. He's a dad and a mom, and he's the best father I've ever known. He's always been the best father I've ever known. But taking on the role of being a mother as well for those children, there's nobody in this world that could have done it better. He will do anything for his children.
That's audio from the Take Care of Maya trial that's going on right now in the 911 phone call. That's the repercussions, the cause, and the effect. That is the effect of the decision of Dr. Sally Smith to rip Maya away from her parents and her mother as she was trying to do anything she could for the welfare of her daughter. Eventually, the pain got so great for mom that she took her life. A consequence of the choice of Dr. Sally Smith.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.